Hello, and welcome to the Bee's Knees of Disney. The podcast talks about Disney animated movies. Alrighty, so we're on episode 4. It's been a little bit of a hiatus here, maybe a couple weeks of not releasing or not recording an episode. It's the first time I've recorded in a couple weeks. Partly, didn't really have any listeners. We're a new podcast, but now looks like people are listening, so thank you very much for listening. If you are, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's why I do this, so that I can kind of share my thoughts. If talking into the void is not much fun, but anyway, so I'm excited to be getting back on it. I actually watched, so this episode's about Dumbo, and I actually watched it maybe 2 weeks ago. So, not super fresh, but I definitely remember it, enough to talk about it. So I'm real excited to get into this one, actually. So let's get started. So Dumbo, this is a word, this is a name that's just pretty entrenched in our culture here. Pretty popular, movie, throughout time. And so I think everyone's familiar with Dumbo, the image of the elephant with the big ears, which is interesting. I said in the last episode that I had a personal connection with Dumbo, and the reason is I was called Dumbo growing up. I had these big ears stuck out. Kids got creative, you know, kids can be mean. They call me Dumbo. So Dumbo is not a movie I jumped to. You think I would because I related to it, but I didn't, you know, gravitate towards the movie in a way that you think I might have. I kind of avoided it, to be honest with you. So I had maybe seen it here or there, but I hadn't watched it sitting down all the way through, probably. So with that in mind, as I go through this review, it is important that you know that. Not really, but so Dumbo, a little bit about it, you know, it's about an elephant, a little baby elephant, who gets delivered by a stork, which I thought that's clever. You know, that's like the things you tell your kids, how, where babies come from. And to a circus elephant, a mom circus elephant. And, that's just sort of how the story begins. It has a really nice opening sequence where the storks are dropping all these babies, and it's nice, it's innocent, it's sweet. I mean, kind of on par with the tone of the movie, setting the tone, setting the precedent of what's to come, you know. And then you see Dumbo get delivered, and the mom is super, I think, if I remember, the mom has to wait longer than the other ones, other animals. You see like tigers, monkeys, all these circus animals getting their babies first, and then Dumbo's mom gets her baby. And, you know, it looks like a normal elephant. And then all the, you have this group of lady elephants, like this sort of gossiping circle, I would call them, because that's all they do throughout the movie. And they're like, oh, look at the baby, so cute. And then you see the ears, and they flop out huge. And they think he's hideous. They basically think, oh my gosh, what is this? You know, I'm going to go back to the whole me being called Dumbo. That's not nice to say to somebody. It's not nice to say to someone when they're a little kid, little baby. Of course, he doesn't know any better, which I like. The Dumbo, the little, which I think his name is maybe Trumbo or Jumbo. I really wish I knew the answer to that. But the real name of this animal's mom is not Dumbo. It's kind of a mean name. It's meant to insult him. But anyway, Dumbo, he kind of doesn't care. I mean, or he doesn't care. He doesn't know any better that they're making fun of him. So he's sort of an innocence to it. And I think, you know, not to keep talking about myself, but no, I think I had that too. I think I was like, you know, what does it matter? You're calling me a name. It doesn't matter. So I think that was accurate from personal experience. This podcast is actually about me this time. No, kidding. But so I think that was dealt with in the movie. It was dealt with in a good way. Sort of this him just being a baby, you know, him not knowing that he's different. He's just happy to be himself. And that feeling is present at the beginning before he gets made fun of by other people or looked at different. He has this feeling of, you know, I'm me and I'm happy to be me. And I think that's a message that is in this movie, the main message. So it's important that you see Dumbo have that initially before any outside forces. So yeah, we get, you kind of focus on the Dumbo and his mom, and you get a scene where these little kids are making fun of Dumbo, and the mom gets upset, rightfully so, kicks one of these punks' asses. I don't know what she does, but I think she throws him in a garbage can or something. I think she should have kicked his ass a little more, because she's making fun of his kid. And I thought that was really, I mean, that was real. You know, if you saw someone bullying your child, you would step up. You wouldn't just, I think, be polite about it. So this elephant, you know, doing what she's got to do. But of course, this causes a problem. I think she kicks the head of the circus into something, makes him, F's him up, basically. And he has to go to, she gets locked up because she's crazy or whatever. That's his perception of everything. So, you know, Dumbo gets separated from his mom, and that sort of creates this void in his life, and he has to find his way a little bit. And he meets this mouse who, let's talk about the mouse. I don't know. He to me, he's like a Jiminy Cricket sort of sidekick little thing that has a big voice or whatever. He's not as endearing as Jiminy Cricket. And to be honest with you, I think my problem with this mouse, and I don't have a problem per se, because he's a nice character. He's the first one to tell Dumbo, like, his ears are cool, like, they're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But I think sometimes I felt like he was a little exploitative. Like, I was wondering his motivations a little bit. I was questioning. Like, Jiminy Cricket, I really thought had a pure motivation for helping Pinocchio. It was just like he had to do it, or it's his duty or whatever. But this mouse had sort of ulterior motives. never thought I would say that sentence out loud. But yeah, this mouse, you know, he had his own bank account to worry about. You know, he was like, you're going to make me a lot of money and you're going to be a star. And so it felt a little exploitative sometimes. Didn't feel like a real friendship, to be honest with you, because of that. It didn't feel genuine as it could, because it was like the reason he's talking to him is for this reason. That being said, they do develop a real friendship by the end, and so it's real, but that was something I noticed that kind of crept in there. But anyway, you got this mouse, you got the Dumbo, and another thing about Dumbo is that, you know, you don't notice it until maybe towards the end, but he doesn't talk. You know, he's the first protagonist in these movies that doesn't talk. So that's interesting. You know, the way he shows emotion is like through his face. He cries, he gets happy, he covers his face with his ears or whatever. You're seeing all of it without words, which is a really interesting choice. And it leads me into this point, if we're going to bring in, because I did some research on this movie in regards to when it was made, what was the circumstances. The circumstances involving this movie were that basically Fantasia and Pinocchio didn't make any money when they came out because World War II was going on, and that effed everything up. The distribution and all that, it wasn't like today where you could put it on streaming or something and you could recover some of your losses. But this was like, they made the movie to be released in theaters and no one's going to the movie theater because there's a big war going on. So they had lost money, and so they were trying to recoup their losses, also like lower the budget for Dumbo. And in lesser hands, I think you could see a dip in quality completely if you gave someone less money. But in the case of Disney, I think they sort of allocated their resources effectively. Because overall, the animation in this movie is not up to par with Pinocchio and Fantasia and Snow White as far as depth and, you know, these really intricate backgrounds and sets and ambitious stuff. It's simpler, but it's not less enjoyable, and it's not less, you know, aesthetically pleasing, because there are a lot of great set pieces and it all looks very good. It seems a little simpler, but not in a bad way. And also, I think because of this, they sort of rely more on story and character to carry the film. Dumbo has a great character design. I mean, we've seen it a million times now, but he does. I mean, the way he looks, his color, his ears, everything. They did a good job where you were like, you could watch Dumbo do his thing or whatever for the whole movie, because he had a really good character design, and it was very, I think it popped more than maybe some of the other characters I've seen. Like, they kind of blended in with these intricate backgrounds. This was like Dumbo was front and center, and you're like, you're okay with that. And so, yeah, I think that the reason for the sort of moving the less money and focusing on certain things they could control within their budget, it made it for a different movie, but did make it for worse. In fact, I think this movie is different in a good way. I think it's sweeter. I think it's more kid-friendly. It's more geared towards kids. More movie than the other ones I've talked about. Definitely, this movie is more for kids. I think it's because it does take on a simpler approach, more straightforward. That's not to say it doesn't have similarities, which I'll get into in a bit, of the other Disney movies, the ambitiousness and the, I don't know if that's a word, the ambition and the sort of, you know, intricacy and the bold and daring sort of things they were trying. Like, there are certain segments that I'll get into that definitely were Disney. But overall, you saw a little bit of a change in what they were doing. The feel of the movie is different. But it has a really good feeling, the movie does. It's kind of a sweet feeling. Now, of course, there's not sweet moments. I mean, when the elephant is getting, mom elephant gets thrown into a cage and locked up and shackled and all that, that's not a great feeling. But the overall movie has a kind of a sweet, innocent nature, and I think it's because it's run through the character of Dumbo, who doesn't talk, sort of just absorbs the world, interacts with it, and it kind of creates a mood in the film. And yeah, I think that's what sort of carries this movie, is the character of Dumbo. But in the next segment, I'm going to talk about the scenes, I guess, that sort of pop and make this movie move along. So, all right, so, you know, let's get into the nitty-gritty of this movie, the scenes, the action. Some of the stuff I liked, we'll go through it pretty chronologically here. The train, you know, how it's moving, it sort of has a life, you know, like the mouth is the steam coming out, and it gets huff and puff when it's going up a hill. I thought that was really clever and fun. So, yeah, I enjoyed that part. And then, you know, you get into the circus part, which the one I'm thinking of is when Dumbo is, he's part of the act. I think he has to, I'm trying to recall, I watched this movie 2 weeks ago, where all the elephants are on the ball, the gossiping elephants, they're sort of like balancing on a ball, and they have to stand on top of each other, and then Dumbo, I think, has to maybe jump on something to get on top. Anyway, he trips on his ears and ends up, everything collapses, the whole tent collapses. So you sort of feel that Dumbo you know, failed in that sense, and it's kind of sad, but, which, come back to later, that's, I think the arc of the movie goes through that, but then you get to, the scene with the clowns, which is kind of going aligned with this, you know, there's really a profound line when the elephants go, like, Dumbo's not an elephant anymore. I mean, they're denouncing his species, and that's pretty intense, that's pretty brutal. And so he's a clown now, you know, he's not even worthy to be an elephant. Which, you know, I mean, like I said, that's more that Disney harshness, not harshness, but boldness, I guess, to say something like that in a kid's movie. It's pretty intense. But I mean, it's accurate. That's how they felt. They were sort of shunning him very severely from the group. So yeah, you see Dumbo in this clown role with the other clowns, which is very well animated. I mean, he's like in a fire in a building, and they're all running around. And you know, I liked the sequence after where they're behind the tent, very cleverly animated. To have that sequence where they're sort of talking, and you only hear voices and shadows and all that, and it's really cool. And then of course, this leads to the whatever they're drinking, alcohol, gets into the water barrel, and Dumbo drinks it. And then we're transformed into this sort of psychedelic, trippy sequence that I think a lot of people talk about. And I'm not going to... I think I've seen this before, just separately on its own, because it's pretty awesome, pretty remarkable, creativity-wise. I mean, yeah, you can animate it technically-wise, but to think of this stuff and how it... It's just so trippy, and it's seamless. It's to describe it, you know, I mean, or look it up. I think it's the pink elephant scene or something called like that. But Dumbo's like drunk or whatever, and he sees these like elephants. He's hallucinating, like their heads turning into hands, and it's crazy. But it's a sequence that sticks with you, because it was, you know, I mean, yeah, you could argue that it's not like big part of the story, but it is kind of a flexing of the animator's muscles, so to speak, to be like, all right, let's have the sequence where we can kind of do whatever we want, and let's put that in the story, and then we're going to wow them. You know, they went all out with it, and it is still one of the most crazy things I've ever seen. But it's great part of the movie. It's really a different mood than the rest of the film, and I think it works because of that. So yeah, we see that sequence, and then Dumbo like wakes up in a tree, and we're introduced to these crows. Okay, now, if you do any reading on the internet, you're going to find out that these crows are pretty controversial, because, without a doubt, they are sort of racial. These crows are based on, like, African-American stereotypes, the way they talk, and stuff like that, and kind of what they're wearing, but I don't know, you see a lot of defense for it, you see a lot of attacks for it. I mean, in this day and age, it's like, you're probably going to see more attacks, but you do see some defense of it, in the fact that these characters are very endearing. They're some of the best characters in the movie. They kind of breathe a lot of life into the last part of the movie. They kind of, like, inject some energy into it. So, yes, I would say they're racial. I mean, they're definitely of the times. This is not something you would really see nowadays. But you gotta like the characters. I mean, you gotta appreciate what they do for Dumbo and like motivate him and say he can fly, because they're the reason that this whole movie exists. I mean, they're the reason that Dumbo finds this sort of inner confidence. So yeah, you see these crows. They say he can fly, and I think he does. He goes, and there's like a magic feather involved, and Dumbo uses his ears to fly, which, at this point in the movie, you're like, oh, what are those ears good for? Oh, they're good for flying. And I think Dumbo, you know, realizes this as well. And this sort of reminds me, I mean, this is, it's not like you can't steal this idea, but Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you know, you got a physical thing that people make fun of, think it's different, and then it actually ends up being an asset. So that, you know, that reminded me of that. I don't know which came first, but they're very similar in that regard. But still, of course, I mean, yeah, I can point that out, but it still has a good impact on the viewer, seeing the redemptive quality of someone's kind of like quote-unquote shortcomings that you perceive that way, but they end up being an asset. So yeah, we see now the movie transitions into Dumbo going back to the clown thing where he's supposed to be rescued and humiliated, and I think he's in a baby costume the first time. I don't know if he was in the second one, but this time he's gonna fly. And really, when when he's falling with the mouse, and I really thought he was gonna eat it. I mean, the way the movie sets you up, it's like this guy. You know, I think it's another thing I like about old Disney movies. They don't really let you go there in these newer. You know, they kind of make you feel safe, like everything's gonna turn out right, and you know, you never feel sort of scared that it's. But this is a moment in the movie because it's just like bleak. It feels very bleak, like he might not fly because he's already failed a couple times, you know, and you were kind of almost expecting it. And the way they set that scene up is like you as an audience member are really scared. Like I said, that differs from newer Disney movies. I feel that they sort of keep you safe and a hero's never really out of it. You know, there's a beat of I can't do it, but this is like real, like, oh man, I don't know if you're gonna make it. So yeah, I actually appreciate that in the movie. So yeah, he does fly. Spoiler alert. He does fly, and it kind of leads to him being... it leads to him being... like, king of the circus. He gets his own car, his mom is freed, and you see this at the end. And yeah, that's the end of the movie. There's a sequence I just skipped over. That is really important. I think it maybe, I don't know why it skipped over, because it is one of the most impactful scenes, but the scene where Dumbo gets to meet with his mom through the cage is very touching. And there's that song, I think, Baby Me, and all the, he's like rocking, she's holding her baby, and all the moms with their babies. It's a very touching scene. Really well done, not a lot of dialogue, just sort of visuals and music. So that was the scene. I didn't want to skip over that before I sort of talk about the movie as a whole. But anyway, yeah, that's Dumbo, the movie. Pretty short. I think it's like a little over an hour. Pretty speedy. I think what carries this movie is Dumbo and his sort of... It has a very sweet ending. I think this what differs from the other movies I watch is that, yeah, they all had happy endings. But they didn't really sit in those happy endings that long. Like, Snow White's happy ending is like 10 seconds. It's like a minute where they say happy ever after, they see the castle or whatever. But the other 95% of the movie is not happy. It's not like, it doesn't feel like that really neat bow happy ending, like tie it up, we're good to go. It feels a little unsure the whole way through, and then it kind of does it at the very end, which I think is good. You get that happy ending, but you still sit with the most of the movie is not like that. Same thing with Pinocchio. He's like dead, and he's alive for a minute or two, and you get a nice song, so it kind of wraps up really quickly. With Dumbo, though, I feel like, and I went back to this talking about like the budget difference and sort of why it changed the movie a little bit. I think with this movie, you do get more of a happier ending that lasts longer. You know, you get that, you get to see the visual of the car and they're flying and all that. There's so much happiness at the end that swells at the end that it sort of sticks with you more. And it feels sweeter. It feels more kid-friendly and more sort of, I don't know the word. I don't want to say accessible, because I think all the movies are accessible. But this movie has more of a kid-friendly ending, kid-friendly arc. There's some darker moments, but it doesn't feel that way throughout the movie. I think it feels a little, like, sweeter. I mean, because Dumbo is the main character. He's not talking. He has innocence to him, and he's not in any real... You don't feel like he's in any real danger, like, except that part I talked about him falling. Like, he might not achieve his goal, but I never felt like he was in any, like, mortal danger, where Snow White I did, and she was, and Pinocchio was, and this had more of a lighter feel, and I don't think it's any less for it. This is a really loved movie, because I think of that sort of, has an endearing character, it has an endearing arc of him sort of, you know, finding solace in something that he thought was a detriment to himself. I mean, that's a great message to send to kids, you know. And so I think this is a movie that, yes, I think it's more geared towards kids. There's definitely stuff for adults to enjoy. I mean, I enjoyed the movie because it's well made. The animation is not breathtaking in terms of the scope and all that, but it's well done. There's a lot of clever stuff in it. There's that pink elephant scene, which is just jarring and one of the best sequences I think that I've watched so far. So they definitely hit a lot of high marks. They keep everything together. Like I said, the character design of Dumbo is fantastic. It's one of the best so far. So with that being said, I see why this movie is beloved. You know, I see this is a movie, you know, you could show your kids over and over, I think. It has a lot of good messages. It's very colorful, has a lot of animals, has a lot of good music, has good messages. I think I said that. But yeah, it's just, it's a movie that I can see why it, you know, stood the test of time. Of course, it's different than the other ones. It's not as daunting, epic scale. Epic is not the word I want to use, but bigger scope. It's sort of narrowed down in terms of the setting and what they're talking about and maybe the ideas, but I think it works because of that. I think, you know, if we talk again about the budget, if that had a factor, which it did, it sort of redirected them, but in the hands of those animators and Disney, it didn't hinder them. It just made it different. It just made them go, all right, we can't spend $3 million on this scene for the background. So let's simplify the background. Let's bring the characters more up front, and you're looking at them, and yeah, we'll make it work. And I think they made it work really well. So, yeah. Alrighty, so that's Dumbo, movie I really enjoyed. Has a lot going for it in terms of, you know, the characters, the redemptive arc, the lessons, the music, the visuals. It's all in a tight, you know, 1 hour, a little bit over an hour package. It's a great movie. I think it's more kid focused, but overall I would, you know, rate it very highly. All these movies are hitting it out of the park, I think. So, you know, and I thought about this too a little bit. I think I'm going to rank all these movies at the end in one episode. I'm going to go through every single one in order what I think is the best. And so that's going to be great. But I got to watch them all first, definitely. This one's going to rank pretty high. I mean, you can't deny that it sort of touches you and makes you feel good and has a lot to offer. The Dumbo, like I keep talking about, the character design is great. It's very everlasting. I mean, it's something very recognizable, very unique, but works really well. So yeah, Dumbo definitely gives a thumbs up here. Next movie I'm excited about, definitely Bambi. I watched Bambi a couple years ago because I don't know, something about it, I wanted to watch it, and it is kind of back to the Disney before Dumbo. Not, and I talked about it, doesn't make Dumbo worse, but maybe more the epic scale and grand scale, and the scope is larger and it's a little more ambitious. So I think, and I remember it fondly, so I'm excited to get another, you know, a different eye on it where I'm through this podcast and I can talk about it, but I'm excited about that. So yeah, next movie is Bambi. Thank you for listening. You know, we got some listeners now, so that's great. And we're going to keep going through this. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know, like, share, whatever you can to tell people about this. It's very much appreciated, but appreciate first and foremost of you listening. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.